On this day, for many centuries, many of the religious families of the church have observed, and since the reign of Pope Pius XI of happy memory, it has been extended to the universal church, the feast of the divine maternity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And of course, the main things that go with it go back to the Council of Ephesus in 431 AD, when the Patriarch of Constantinople, Nestorius, denied that Mary was the mother of God. According to him, Mary was the mother of the human nature that Jesus took, not of Jesus himself. And of course, this is abhorrent, because you cannot divide Jesus into parcels. And so the council condemned him and proclaimed the dogma of the divine maternity of Mary. And so on this day, we celebrate that wondrous gift of God, that the one whom he had prepared from eternity, Mary of Nazareth, the Immaculate Conception, free from all stain of sin, who was virginal before, during, and after the birth of Christ, was to be the mother not only of a human nature, but of the whole person, that is, Jesus Christ. Thus, she is the mother of God. And to her we pray, and to her we commend ourselves on this wondrous day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.